This is the story of an American boy who grew up to become a great star and who became the most famous musician in the world. This is the story of John Philip Sousa. Sousa was an American hero, a great band leader, conductor, composer of all kinds of music, a patriot, a sportsman, writer of novels and short stories and plays, and the composer of 136 of the greatest marches ever written. He was born in Washington, D.C. in 1854, the son of immigrant parents. His father was Portuguese. His mother was born in Bavaria. His father, Antonio, was a trombonist in the Marine Band. Young John Philip started attending Marine Band rehearsals at the age of 11, sometimes playing the cymbals, the triangle, or the alto horn. As he grew up, he learned to love hunting and fishing and competitive sports, especially baseball and boxing. He also became a very good violinist. At the age of 13, he enlisted in the United States Marine Corps as an apprenticed musician. He continued to receive musical training on the trombone, drum, fife, and clarinet. John and his father served in the Marine Band together. At the age of 20, Sousa's formal musical training was coming to an end. He was playing the violin professionally and writing marches, songs, and orchestrations and arrangements. In 1880, at the age of 26, John Philip Sousa became the 14th conductor of the United States Marine Band. In 1889, Sousa wrote a march called Washington Post, which became the number one hit song in America and across Europe, as it fit perfectly the new dance step craze called the two-step. It was the success and popularity of Washington Post that led to Sousa being called the March King. In 1892, Sousa left the Marine Band and became the leader of his own professional band, the Sousa Band. With the Sousa Band, he performed concerts across America, from coast to coast. They were the most important popular music group in America, and he became an American legend. In 1896, Sousa wrote the greatest march ever written, the Stars and Stripes Forever, the National March of the United States of America. By now, the Sousa Band was the most famous band in the world, and Sousa had become America's most famous musician. He and his band performed throughout Europe and then toured around the world, becoming more and more popular. Sousa continued conducting and touring with America's most famous band until after his 77th birthday. On March 5, 1935, he conducted a band in Pennsylvania, concluding appropriately with the Stars and Stripes Forever. Later that night, he passed away in his sleep, bringing to an end the remarkable life and career of this great American band leader.